Okay, so we are doing the piece Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Es Ashira Hazois Leimar. Then Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael sang this Shira to Hashem Vayomru Leimar, and they said saying, which is always an interesting lashon. Vayomru Leimar, they said saying. Oh boy, having a problem here with video. Hold on. Okay. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, "Oh, you know what? Before we start this piece, you'll see at the end of this piece that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming to explain specifically." This piece seems to have been said as an introduction to one of his Shirat Hayam on Leil Pesach, on the Leil Shvi Shel Pesach. That's what it seems. Because Rabbi Yaakov Moshe had a very, very famous, one of the famous things throughout the year, and it was the talk of town in Yerushalayim, was his Shirat Hayam that he did on Shvi Shel Pesach. Today it's become, you know, more widespread, I think, certainly from the Yerushalmi scene, where, you know, people would get together and he would sing the Shiras Hayam, and the famous tune for the Shiras Hayam that goes around is the one that he was mefarsim, and Rav Don Segel sings that one, and that's the standard Shiras Hayam nigun in Yerushalayim, and everyone that was there, you know, testifies that to that event being an amazing, amazing event that was kind of really extraordinary. I actually brought with me over here a photocopy of a chapter on the life of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap that I took out of a sefer called Anshei Torah Umalchus, written by an author, Shabti Dan Yichya. Okay, it was a very, very good, very nice author. It was published in the year Tavshin Chav Zayin, 1967, right? So in there he describes the Shiras Hayam event, and it's explained, it's described in other places, but here he's more graphic. He actually brings some Torah that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, like some pieces of Torah that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe at this event. And he describes it, you know, hamoniyot hamoniyot yordim im rechova mishupal. There were masses of people that would descend with the sloped street that was on the border of Shaar Chesed and Rechavia, going to his house. It says mikol hashchunot Yerushalayim nimshach hazerem, from all the neighborhoods of Yerushalayim, the flow of people was coming. Like water bubbling without stop, just like this constant stream of people. Rabbonim, v'roshi yeshivas, yikire karto, pirche loimdin, anshe ruach v'anshe avodah, meaning academics and working people. Hamon rava atzum, Yerushalayim, v'gam chutzlof, people that were from Yerushalayim and from outside Yerushalayim, I guess they stayed in there for... Hayuboyim Lirois, they would come to see Beroiv Kisufeim with their tremendous yearning, Neshama Gedoila, a tremendous Neshama, Bechisuf Razea, exposing its secrets. Lirois Veles Chamim Le'ira, to see and to come warm to its light. And it describes over here that they would sing and dance and circle. It was a whole massive event. Now he writes, you have to remember, right, the house itself was three rooms. It was a small house that still exists there. They turned it into a kail and, you know, the base medrash there. But it was packed, he says, and the whole space before the house was, you know, just all over. There were just tons and tons of people trying to listen and participate. He says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe atuf levanim. He was wrapped in white. He wore all his begadim were white. Haglima. Hakotanot, Hakarbayim, the socks from its nefes, the hat, everything was white, even the hat. Meshi Lavan Mavik, it was like a bright silk whiteness. Sfirat HaChesed Shruya Svivotav. The sphere of Chesed was just, you know, all around, surrounding him. And he says that he would speak to everyone and just was so warm and, you know, flowing, love was flowing out of him, endless love to everyone. So he had all different types of people. It was famous that the Zalman Shazar used to go to him. I think even to the Shal Shudasis. You know, they had like very famous and people that politicians, all different besides Roshivas and whatever. But this was one of the highlights. Anyway, so he describes that you literally felt like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going through the Kriyas Yamsuf now. It's like in the whole Tzibur. And I actually heard this from somebody who was there. I once sat on a bus next to a person who learned in Merkaz Rav in those days, and he described this shiur. Say, yeah, I'm exactly like that. He literally felt like you were just going through the Yamsuf, like you really experienced it, bechush, because that was like Rabbi Yaakov just carried everyone like that. Anyway, so. We might read a little bit more. You know, he describes the whole process, how, like, you know, the singing, exactly how it went, step by step. Like, he gets into a lot of detail here. There's actually something interesting. Maybe if we have time at the end of the piece, maybe we'll add from a little bit from the Torah that he brings in over here. It kind of attaches to something, to the piece that we're going to learn now. So I just wanted to give that as an introduction. We'll see this at the end. That Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, this piece does seem to be explaining what is the power behind the whole sing the Shir Sayam. What's the significance of it? So he says like this: Bigulas Mitzrayim, Sricha Hitali Tmale Havtachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. Nigula of Mitzrayim, the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham had to be fulfilled. Kiger Yezaracha Beretz Lo Lemochule. Right, that part was already Mekuyim at that point. Right, that your children will be strangers in a foreign land, and then v'achrechein yetzu b'rechush gadol, and afterwards they will go out with a tremendous rechush. Leimar, meaning, now this whole first paragraph, as far as I know, is a big chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That said, you know, I've mentioned in the past that his Talmud writes that everything he was mechadish, he like had sources for. So I don't know if the sources are always written sources or they were like giluyim that he had. You know, but at this point, because this piece, it could be if we look well enough, we'll find it somewhere. But this piece is a massive chiddush through and through, as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen it other places. So he says the meaning of that. Okay, ki ger yezaracha baratz lam, your children are going to be strangers in a foreign land, and then they are going to leave with rechush gadol. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe understands that everyone's going to leave. Leimar, that means shekol zaro shel Avraham yetsu min hagalus velo yechaser bem gam echad. That means all the children are going to leave, and there's not going to be a single one lacking. They're all going to be there. Va'af shelo yatsu mi Mitzrayim ela echad mi chamisha. And even though the Mechilta teaches us that they left the Mitzrayim only one out of five, right? They learned the Darshan, the Pasuk, Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael, that they went up as fifths, right? It literally means armed, right? But the Rashi already brings down part of this Mechilta, right? That they went out one out of five because four-fifths died in Makas Chayeshech. So they only went out as fifths. So there are different opinions in the Mechilta. One says one out of five left. One says one out of 50 left. And some say one out of 500 left, which means there was an overwhelming, huge amount of deaths, Jewish deaths, in Makas Chayeshech. We used to one out of five, but the one that says one out of 500, it's like one out of 500 people survived? That's like really wild. The Nimtza, so it comes out from this Mechilta, Shechasru harbei mizara shel Avram beGeula, that many of the children of Avram were missing in the Geula. And if that's the case, then this promise wasn't really fully fulfilled, L'chaira. So it's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and again, I don't know a source for this. B'chol zayis, nevertheless, lo chasra nefashas ahein. They were not lacking those souls. Kinis abru kulan b'yotze Mitzrayim. All those souls became what's called impregnated into the people that left Mitzrayim, to the Jews that left Mitzrayim. Because there's two types of inyanim that Rizal teaches us in Shara Gilgulim. There's what's called the Gilgul Neshama, which is that a person is born, especially nowadays, there's almost no Neshamas, or almost no Neshamas. They're born as a Gilgul of a previous Neshama. Okay? But then there's another thing called Ibur Neshama, which is the person has whatever Neshama he has, and then during his lifetime he can be Zoche to become Kiviyachal impregnated with another Neshama. Sometimes it could be when davening at a kever of a tzaddik, the person could be zeichet the ibur neshama from that tzaddik. It doesn't necessarily stay with him his whole life afterwards. It could be lost through a yerida, you know, through whatever. But the idea of the ibur neshama is that it's supposed to be helpful to the person. The person could be zeichet to ibur neshama. That ruchnias helps the person. Okay, so Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is being mechadish here. That in order, again, as far as I know, I mean, he's certainly mechadish it to us. I don't know if he has sources for this or not, but if anyone does find that out, I'd love to know. I always try to find the sources for Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So if there's a promise that the children are going to go out after the Zera Avram are going to go out after being enslaved and after being in a foreign land, so they're all going to go out. It's not like just a part of them are going to go out. So how does that stem with the Chazal that they only left Chamushim, like one-fifth or one out of 50 or one out of 500? Well, what happened was that those souls of the people that died came back into the Yotze Mitzrayim as an Ibur Neshama, which means that these Jews that left were loaded with ruchnias, right? Zeh shenemar, this is what it says. V'chamushim, that's what it means. This is a mamash new pshat in chamushim. They went up. Now, typically, what Chazal darshan is they went up lacking. They went up only one-fifth. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using it in the opposite direction. They all left with fifths. Shekol echad haya mechumish. Each one was armed with fifths. Either the individual was worth five people, right? Or he was worth 50 people, or he was worth 500 people. That's the way he learns it. Gives pshat in chamushim. Kach nimtza, so it comes out, shekol nafshes Yisrael yotze Mitzrayim. All the souls of the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim. And there wasn't a single one that remained behind. Another chiddush. That's also the way it's going to be in the future redemption. All the souls, the thousands upon thousands of souls that were killed in millions, right? That their blood was spilled like water over the course of the history of Golos. Yis abru bedor ha'achron. They're going to become like impregnated into the last generation. Deirei shel Mashiach, the generation of Mashiach. Zeu shenema. So that means they're going to experience the Geula as well. Zeu shenema. And this is what it says in the Pasuk. Vayamispar b'nei Yisrael kechoil hayam. The number of the Jewish people will be like the sand of the sea, Shalayimad v'li yisofer, can't be counted. Lemor meaning, Sha'afa pishimitzad agufas yemisper b'nei Yisrael, that even though, as far as the body is concerned, it will be limited, it will be the number of the Jewish people, mitzad anafashos, but from the aspect of the souls, yeah, Shalayimad v'li yisofer, it's going to be uncountable. If there's a number, it's countable. If it's not countable, then there's no number. So the Pasuk in Hosea has a contradiction, Minei Obey, right? The number of the Jewish people will be like the sand of the sea. That's not countable. Well, if there's a number, it can be counted. Might be difficult, but it can be counted. So Rabbi Yaakov Meir explains, mitzad the body, it's countable. Mitzad the nefashas, it's uncountable, because that no one knows how many Ibra nefashas, millions and millions of Jewish souls will be going into the people, the Jewish people that will be alive during the Geula, so that all of Klal Yisrael will be receiving the Geula, will be experiencing the Geula.
It means it's still finite, but we have no way of putting our finger on the number.
Right, right. So, and by the way, a similar idea, but the opposite idea is mentioned in the beginning of Shaar Kavanos, on the first page. Shaar Kavanos, that Rizal says, he gives a hakdama in the inyan of the tzaras of Mashiach. Hakdama achas b'inyan tzaras of Mashiach. Tzarech ledas ma she'amu Chazal. If you want, you can take it. You have to know what Chazal said. Dai lel HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'evlo, v'dai lel Yisrael be'evlo. The Maimer Zayuva ma'akdama achas, he brings a hakdama that you need to know. Koydem dor hamabol v'dor haflogo, haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia shefa nishmoysef HaKadoshes. Shishim riboy nishmas neshamas kedoshes. Okay, before the Dor HaMidbar and the Dor HaFlaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in an enormous amount of neshamas kedoshes. Shishim riboy, you know, it's literally 600,000 neshamas kedoshes, holy neshamas. Ad shedor HaMabul kilkul kol kach, until the Dor HaMabul messed up so badly, shebochar Hashem yizbarach lechaloisam, that Hashem decided to erase them, to wipe them out. In order to purify them with Noach and his children, like we're going to explain afterwards. And so too in the door of the Afloga. There was a tremendous amount of neshamas, you know, all that shishim ribo neshamas again. Until they, you know, ruined things in the with the sin of the Migdal, the Tower of Babel. V'chilkam HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shivim sarim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided them up into 70 ministers, right? What it says that he divided them up into 70 languages. So it means also they were given 70 ministers. U'biru li Yisrael lo, and then he selected the Jewish people as his own. Shenemar, as it says, ki chelek Hashem amo, that Hashem is, the portion of Hashem is his nation, Yisrael. And when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, and then they were shishim riba neshamas kedoshes, generation after generation, and they did the pogim with the terrible three cardinal sins, and the chayotze and others, and he would send them his prophets to give them techacha, to rebuke them, lirisim yachze b'tshuva, to see if they're going to be chayze b'tshuva, kadesh leit tzorich lasas tziruf atzorich l'nishmasam k'mecher v'rav v'chulei, so that he won't have to do the purification that was necessary for the neshamas through the sword, through hunger, and all terrible types of yisurim and tzaras. Ukshavoynes gavur, but when the averis became so overbearing, v'loy ratzu lachzer b'tshuva, and they didn't want to be chayze b'tshuva, v'rav b'chachmosesh atzorich lasam tziruf koyel. And he saw with his chachma that he has no choice. He's going to have to do for them an overhaul, right? A purification. Because it won't even help to kill them with the regular death. V'shiyachzer b'gilgul, and that they'll come back in a gilgul. Ki agavonis gavru k'mo b'dar ha'mabul, because the avonis, the avonis were so many, there was mamash like the dar ha'mabul. So even to kill them a regular death, so that they come back in a Gilgal, that wouldn't even work. That wasn't enough. V'az nechav ha'bayis, and then by Beis HaMikdash, when things got so bad, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'im toima, are you going to ask? V'ra'oisim shavad avodah zarah b'dor acher. Wait a minute. Those who served avodah zarah in a different generation, oisim shemis l'zachari b'mikdash, or those people that killed Zechariah in the Beis HaMikdash, like Kiblu Einsham, they didn't get their punishment, Shekvar Mesu. They already died before the Chorban HaBayis. No, that's not true. Shakadosh Baruch Hu emisam kedei legilgalam. Shmuel them in order to bring them back in Gilgal. And those people themselves, those souls themselves that served Avodah Zarah in a different generation or killed Zechariah, for example, they themselves came into Gilgal, in Gilgal, to receive their punishment in Chorban Abayis. And every single one got his punishment, according to what he had sinned. There was, let's say, somebody who had only a little bit of pleasure with the Avera that he did. Yehorig Betzar HaYoser Nokel. So he was killed with the least tzar, with the least, tzar, with the least pain. She'efshu, the least possible. The almost takeif, and he died immediately. He didn't have to suffer. V'yeshen en harbe, u'bal bilas harbe. And there were those, let's say, who had a lot of anah, and they had many Averas of bilas, etc., chedoyme. This guy would get stabbed, and he would live mispar a bunch of days berov of a chayser koil with hunger and lacking everything in a terrible state. And he would see his sons slaughtered before his eyes. Hakol b'midah b'mishkol, all with exact measure. Kedei lamari kolecha kfi mashakot, purify each one exactly according to what he sinned. And then the people, the Jewish people that were left over from the Chorban, they were the oven, so to say, the purification pot that Hashem used to bring all those neshamas that were killed. And therefore, during the days of Golos Bavel and Bayis Sheni, there was a tremendous amount of population growth. Adkan. So now you see over here, he was writing a Hakdama to start telling us about the Tzaras of Mashiach. But he didn't get very far. It stops here, and we don't have the rest of what he taught, the rest of what Chaim Vital wrote. But he was clearly trying to say there's something going to go on close to Mashiach that there maybe is also going to be a tremendous amount of suffering. That's Gugula Neshamas, probably the Holocaust, you know? There's no people, you know, how could he, there's no explanation. It was just literally a purification process of hundreds and hundreds of years of Averis and people and whatever it is that came back in six million bodies. And each one got exactly whatever it is. It sounds like this is probably where this Hakdama was going when he talked about, because Tzaras of Mashiach is Mavur in Sfarim, how terrible, how difficult it's going to be, and whatever. Now, I hope there's not going to be. I always say, Mike, is it, how do you know that's the Tzaras of Mashiach and it's not going to be worse? And, you know, hopefully that's all it was. We can, you know, the Maisa Klaiso started coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so we could look at this as, if you look at the Psukim, coming back to Eretz Yisrael is the beginning steps of the Gula process. So hopefully that was the beginning, you know, that's the beginning. It's taking much longer than any of us dreamed. But hopefully we will yotze more, and we unfortunately still have had tzaras plenty of tzaras. So hopefully you won't get, but Lamaise here, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using this yesod. Okay, the other Rizal talks about Gilgulim. He's not discussing Ibur Neshamas. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is using a similar yesod over here for the good. That all the Jewish people are going to be zeiche to the Geula Shleima. They're all going to be here. Not in body, but all their souls. Now, I don't know where he gets this, because again, Mele, when he's coming to explain Geulas Mitzrayim, he's coming from the fact that there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, so he's learning up in the Pasuk that means everyone, all the children of Avram are supposed to come out. So he's coming to answer the problem. I don't know what's his source that the future by the Gula Hasidah, it's also going to be like that. Perhaps, I don't know, I'm throwing it out, possibility is that he brings in other places the Pasuk that says that the Gula of Mitzrayim is going, the Gula Hasidah is going to be like the Gula of Mitzrayim. Was compared to the Gula Mitzrayim. So maybe he learns that since that was part of the Gula process, that everyone got Gula, so the Gula Hasidah is also going to be like the Gula Mitzrayim in that sense as well, not only in other senses. I forget the exact lashon of the pasuk, but you know, that's the I don't know. Anyway, but that's one possibility. Maybe he's also coming from the pasuk in Isaiah. Maybe that's enough of a source. I don't know. Anyway, but this is a very interesting idea. Now he says, Zeu gam mashenema. He explains with us another thing. Mashenema b'medrash, what it says in the medrash in Yalkut Shmos. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ilu haya, ilu amr Yisrael alayam, Hashem melech olam v'od. I should turn this off. Or, okay. Well, you have to try it. So, Rabbi Yosi said, if the Jewish people said by the Yom Suf, Hashem melech la'olam v'od, Hashem is the king forever, la'haysa uma sheleta zahen la'olam, there would be no nation that would ever be able to rule and control, rule over the Jewish people. So there wouldn't be any galus. But instead, they only said Hashem will rule forever, which it's a lashon of in the future. Bir hadvarim. The bir hadvarim is like this. Shemekevan shnis abru bem kol nefashos Yisrael. Since all the souls of the Jewish people became in an ibur neshama into the Jewish people, there, right? They became impregnated into the people. They needed to feel already then the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. Because at the time when all the Jewish people are gathered together, that's the time when the Malchus Shemaim is revealed in its complete wholeness. Kenemar, as it says, Vayihi Bishur Melech, when there will be a king in the Jewish people, but Asef Rashi Am, Yachad Shivte Yisrael. That's the Malchus, this Mizgala, when all the Jewish people, all the Shvatim, the heads with the people come together, gathered together all in one spot, that is where you have the gilui of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually, I forgot to bring it, but the Shlach HaKadosh says, if I remember, I hope I'm remembering this correctly. Oh, you know, I might actually be able to look it up over here. I think in Parshas Vayechi, he says, let's see, if I find it, hold on. Yeah. Oh, maybe it's in Vayetze. No, that's a different piece. Okay, for what I remember seeing is in Parshas Vayechi, he says by the lashon of the pasuk, I don't remember the exact lashon. Asachas alakim ani, I think. No, by Yosef. Yosef says, like to the brothers when they were scared. Right, he says to them, like, you know, I'm not instead of Hashem. You know, if Hashem's, you don't have to be scared of me. Now let's see. No, I don't know. Anyway, for what I recall. The Shlach saying is that because the Jewish people were all together, in other words, all the children of Yaakov were in Mitzrayim now together, so that, oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. Right? It says, Kol Mokum. She galu Yisrael galsa shchina imayim. Right, the Gemara Megillah. Wherever the Jewish people were exiled, so the Shechina was exiled with them. So he says, so Imkein Gambi Yosef Nemesh Hashchina is that. Let's say it says now like this: B'chol Mokem Shein Biyachad Kol Zer Yisrael, wherever you have all the children, all the Jewish people together. Sham Hu Avir Deret Yisrael. There is the Avir Deret Yisrael. Having all the Jewish people together in one spot brings Avir Deret Yisrael. V'sham Mutter LaHakiv LaShem, and there it's Mutter to bring Karbanas to Hashem. U'kmo Shasi Yisrael B'Midbar, like the Jewish people did in the Midbar. Arba'im Shana, 40 years. Sheikimo Es Hamishkan V'Kriva Karbanas, and it's V'Loi Nikar Shchutei Chutzchas Hashem. Wasn't called Shchutei Chutzchas Hashem. Afal Pishilahaya Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Mikol Makom Ba'Oisei Pam Shayisham Kol Yisrael B'Yachad. Since at that time all the Jewish people were there together, Yisham Avir Eretz Yisrael. That's the Avir Eretz Yisrael. V'Nimtza Yaakov V'Yosef Shemesu. So it comes out that when Yaakov and Yosef died, Vayu Mechunasim Kol Yisrael B'Yachad, and all the Jewish people were there together, Hayu Meisim B'Avir Eretz Yisrael. They died in Avir Eretz Yisrael. He says the Mile of Eretz Yisrael is that even Mile of Eretz Yisrael, Afal Pisha and Mechunasim Bakal Yisrael, Rak Mitzis Mehem. Even if you only have some of the Jewish people, you don't have everyone, Mekal Machem Avir Eretz Yisrael, who it's still the heir of Eretz Yisrael. It's actually interesting that he seems to say that the Mile is. I would have written it differently. I would have written, even if you have no one there, it's still a mile. It's mashma. Actually, I'm just looking at this lashon. Rak mixes, man. Even if you only have a few of them, maybe that's in line with the Chassam Sofer. That the Chassam Sofer says there's like a haftacha that there's always going to be some. Once the Jews went to Eretz Yisrael, there's always been a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Because otherwise, you have, he says, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh would fall apart, the whole calendar. That's all. It's very interesting tshuva. He says it's mashma like a nes throughout all periods of time. We always had this. So maybe that's what the Shlah is like. You know, you can't have the Metzias of Avir Eretz Yisrael without some Jewish people in it, perhaps. Anyway, but the point is that you see the tremendous Milo when you have all of Klal Yisrael together. That's like what Yaakov Moshe is saying. You know, that the Shlah is like a little bit of touching that same idea, kind of a thing. Avir Eretz Yisrael, he says, but says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that's the big gili of the Malchus of Yisrael. So that's Mashiach. You know, if you have everyone together, that's the Shlemos. That's the, so they should have said Hashem Melech. It's a current thing. It's not a future thing. So that was the Teichacha. You know, the Chazal are saying here, like they, Lamai said, that was the moment where they should have realized and should have kicked into the Yemais HaMashiach already. But the fact that they didn't pick up on that, and they with doich it to the future, that already enabled. It's very powerful. The mind of the mind and the mouth of the Jewish people, the Etzem, created for themselves the possibility of Galus again, just by not recognizing the situation at the time. By the way, that's the piece of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that he brings over here. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, just to bring like the current events of those times, he says, back then he says, remember this is when the things started getting off the ground here in Eretz Yisrael, and you had the whole Zionist movement, and you had all the anti-Zionists and whatever, right? And the whole machlokes is good what's happening, or is it bad what's happening? So he wrote the way this is what this author writes that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said, I guess at the one that he was at. Yameinu yimei tzmichas Yeshua. Our days are the days of the growth of the sprouting forth of the salvation. Eilish shezachol esgulas atzira nafshi. Right, those who merit seeing the sgula of the spiritual picture, ro'im, they see gilu shechina b'chol anasav ha'aretz. They see the revelation of the shechina and everything going on in Eretz Yisrael. Limrot pigamim mitzarim etzel chalakim ibnei ador. Despite the troublesome blemishes that's found by parts of the generation, right? By parts of the younger, yeah, parts of the generation. Hilchach asur liratam ipnei oisus hashlila v'lifah shel keren zavis. Therefore, you can't get scared away by the negative signs and then seclude yourself into the corner. Elahefech, to the opposite. Yesh lilabot et orot ha-gu'ula v'ashlila te'aleh me'aleha. Instead, you should fan the light of the gu'ula, right, to make them into a burning flame. And the negative aspects will on their own become hidden. Ha'oimer hayoim Hashem yimloch. He applied it to his day. The one who says today, Hashem will rule, mechaven gam lahoive. He has the intent also to now. Because the Gula Asida has already begun in Be'ez Hashem in our days. And he says, Nakum Kulanu, let's all get up. Achai v'rei'ai. V'noimer b'kol gadol v'dveikos. Let's all say with a loud voice and with dveikos, Shira Emuna v'geula, the song of Emuna and Geula, Bahaiva v'asid, in the present and in the future, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimelech, Leilam Vayv. And then he describes that he got up, standing, tall, and he roared, Shag Shi'iga, Shaga Adira, powerful, whatever, calling out the Malchus of Hashem Yimlech Leilam Vayv. Then everybody started to shear. That's the part of what he says over here in this. It's printed in a Sefer Or Zeruah. I just realized the name I said before, Anshe Torah Malchus. I don't know which one. I have two things written here. I think the name of the Sefer was Anshe Torah Malchus, and the Perek on Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was called Or Zeruah. I think that's the way it goes. Anyway, so getting back to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, so he says like this: Mikan Berlin Emma Bishir Siyam. From here is an explanation of what it says in Shir Siyam. Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashiyazus Lashem Sharla Nemer El Yosher. As is famously pointed out, already in Chazal, right? It doesn't say that Moshe sang, it says Moshe will sing. Bechlachain, therefore. Bechal Shana Vishana, every year. Keshini Goshim Anu Loima Shirazu Lacher Achana Rabba Ma'ula. Whenever we come to say this Shira after much good preparation, Miss Abram Bikirbeinu Kola Nishamois Mikola Doiris. This is what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe apparently was experiencing, right? The all the neshamas from all the generations come into us in an Ibur neshama, become impregnated in us. The Kol Echad Meitanu Ben Revava Revivavus, and each and every one of us is like really 10,000 people, tens of thousands of people. Eilish Shire, you can't imagine Eifo as Goydel HaShefa Mezgala Beis Amiris HaShira Azu, the tremendous Shefa that becomes revealed at the time when we're saying this Shira. Asher Efshir Lizkis Behoiva Lo Yifas Oy Malchusa Yizborach Me'ein Mashi Yizgal Asa, till it's possible to merit currently the revelation of the light of Hashem's Malchus similar to what will become revealed in the future. Vayomru Leimar, and then the end of the pasuk, Sashir Azos Hashem. Vayomru Leimar, Leimar LeDeri Deiris. He said Leimar that other people should say, that for generations they should always say Leimar BeGalus, VeLeimar BeEretz Yisrael. To say this Shira in Galus, to say this Shira in Eretz Yisrael, Leimar BeGula Ashlema, to say it by the Gula Ashlema, Shekol Misha Zeicha LeShira Azu BaYilam Hazeh, because anyone who's Zeicha to say this Shira in this world, Zeicha LeShabeach Ba, LeEis Mashiach LeYilam Haba, is going to be Zeicha to also praise with, use it as praise by the times of Mashiach and Yilam Haba. You can imagine this: Ashreinu, Ma Tov Chelkenu, Ma Noyim Goyaleinu, Ma Yofa Yerushaseinu, Hava Nisamitz V'Noyimer Kulano. Here he says it, Taka, right? Let's all get together now with strength and say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich Leilam Voy, right? All the Haya Hava here. Uberetet Kodesh Nashiras Ashira Zayis, with tremendous trepidation, holy trepidation, we'll sing this Shira, this song. Kiv Misha Husma Befina Al Yadei Yisbarach, as if it was put into our mouths by Hashem. And like from within the appearance of the spirit of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Gilui of the Ruach Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe HaMisna BeBezeh, Moshe who had Nevuah with the word Zeh, Kefish, right? All the Nevi'im it says, said Ko, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to say Zeh, Kefish Nisna Beinu Gamonu Bizmanu, Zekeli van Veile Keaver Ameno. Like we should have that Nevuah, like in his time of Zekeli van Veile Keaver Ameno. So it's a very powerful thing to think about. I mean, I guess that's why the testimonies that I heard personally and also read, people mamish experiences, because Rebbe Moshe really lived this, really tapped into it, and apparently was able to tap everyone else into it. But a person that maybe you I know if people have done, I Baruch Hashem been zeicha to hear some, to be a part of some very powerful shiras hayom. My mother, you close your eyes and you think about this. You think about how you're like attaching yourself to Betzim, all the dairas. You know, think about like that there's a lot of koyach mem. Look what Rabbi Yaakov Mesh is saying. I mean, Ibn Neshamas, again, he says, after Hachana Rabba Umu'ula, I don't know if everyone gets up Ashur Zayam, person prepares himself for this, it could be Zeicha, and maybe Mazakas Arabim, with a tremendous Ibn Neshamas and a tremendous Ribuy of increase of Ruchnias at that time. That could be a very, very powerful thing, because again, it's the Gilui of Malchus at that time, the Shir Sayyam, right? Hashem, now obviously, every day we say the Shir Sayyam, so there's some kind of idea, but apparently, because Shvi Shal Pesach is the time where this Shir was done, that was, so this is the Inyan of Shvi Shal Pesach, so apparently that gives it a much more of a kayach, you know, than the typical rest of the year. Of course, it's chashuv and big all year, but specifically and it's interesting. He brings down over here that in his notebook, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and somewhere in his writings, he wrote the lashon loses bayam derech uvemayim azim nisiva. That's a pasuk, right? To put into the sea a pathway. Right, it's referring to the Kriyas Yamsuf, put into the sea the pathway, uvemayim azim nesiva, and into the mighty waters the path. And over there he wrote in the word bayam, bemayim azim, all of them have yud mem at the end, he put a gershayim in each of them, which seems to indicate he was showing for himself the Rosh HaTevis of his name, Yaakov Moshe. Yam, Yaakov Moshe. Mayim, And he named the sefer also May. It does seem that he had some kind of very big attachment, neshama wise, the maimed of Kriyas Yamsuf. Maybe he was echet these gilim that I don't know. Again, if we don't find sources, we'll have to say this is part of his own personal gilim here. But in every case, certainly, even without talking about the Ibn Neshamas, but the maisa vade, a person can attach himself to all the dairis and that kind of a maimed. Come to the Hashem El Hashem El Hashem Yimlech, Mizeche to Big Dvekas in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. It's a little bit of a non-typical piece. It's not necessarily the a psychological Einfeld like a lot of the pieces, or right? It's Poshet Moli Moli Chidushim. Okay, very good. Shavua Tov.
Thank you.
Shavua Tov. You're welcome.